StormLakeRadio.com. Visiting today with Storm Lake Volleyball Coach Kim Johnson, whose team had their first home match of the season Thursday night on September 7th, hosting OABCIG. Coach, thank you for the time. Fill me in on what happened at the newly renovated and very beautiful Tornado Fieldhouse.
You know, you said it, Chris. That facility is just gorgeous. And we have a new setup for volleyball, which is really nice. It was an okay night for us. We had lots of fans here. They were loud, which is awesome. We ended up going four sets with OABCIG. We lost the first one, 13-25. To start off with, we just struggled in passing the ball. And then we came right back, and we were in it all night long. We lost 23-25, 25-21, and 21-25. The girls played hard the entire night. They got better every single set. So that's really what we're looking for at this point of the season.
I had a chance to visit with a few of your seniors a couple weeks ago. They talked about the fact, you know, the team stressing communication while on the court.
Funny you say that, because guess what we're working on today in practice?
Communication.
Yeah. You know, that was one of the problems last night. Their team was serving right in between our back row players because we weren't communicating very well. So that is one thing that we are definitely going to work on today, make sure that we know who's got the ball. We've got a quiet-natured group of girls on the court, so it's out of their comfort zone to be a little bit loud, but we're going to work on it again tonight.
Tell me about Manson now on Tuesday.
When we went to Manson, again, we started off kind of slow. It seems like every set we get in a hole and then we battle back. So we've got to figure out what's causing that. But against Manson, our passing wasn't very good. And we were trying to be too tricky, I guess, with our serves. Mm-hmm. And that really ends up causing problems sometimes, especially when it's not consistent. When we played Manson, the first set we got beat 13-25, but then we came right back and lost by four. So we've been doing that consistently, but the teams that we've played have a lot more experience than we do, so we're just trying to play catch-up at this point. The Humboldt match I was really pleased with. We came out and we did lose 21-25, and then there were a few calls that didn't go our way in the second set, and we just lost momentum. But our block in the Humboldt set was great.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Coach, so Tuesday, I know you get cranked up in Lakes Conference play.
We do, and we're ready to play some more volleyball. I told the girls we just need to get on the court, and we need to get some experience, and we need to get some confidence. I think that one set win from last night will help us move in that direction. They know that they need to work hard in practice every single day and refocus, and our serve receive has to get better. They know that that is one of the maybe the more boring things that we have to do, but if we're going to be successful, we got to be able to pass the ball, because when we do, we are very good. Last night, for example, we played four sets and we had 126 kill attempts. So we're getting the ball to our hitters. Our hitters just need to have a little bit more confidence and try and put the ball away. Sometimes we're a little scared, so we tip it over. But if they start getting some confidence, we're going to be a force to reckon with.
Well, let's hope so and continue to get better each and every day with practice and more matches. And, Coach, lastly, I want to go back to what you alluded to at the very beginning, the new setup now. Tell me more about that when we go to Tornado Fieldhouse.
Okay. It's beautiful, Chris. When you come in, the fans used to be behind the benches, but now the fans are on the other side of the field house, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice. And then we have some chairs, some soft chairs to sit in that were donated by Cole Buckholz's family, which is really nice. But it's just a different feel,
yeah.
And we're looking forward to playing here more.
Well, Tornado fans, get out there and support this volleyball team. And Kim, thank you for the time. We'll continue to visit all during the season, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
Coach Johnson visiting with us here at StormLakeRadio.com.